Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Well, let's move on now to the world of sports and the uncertain fate of your last place Red Sox. And the clock is ticking.
The Major League Baseball trading clock, that is. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. is the deadline for teams to make their trades. And a lot of people are paying attention to the Red Sox starting pitcher, John Lester.
Joining us now to dig in is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Magna.
Bill, John Lester has been scratched from tonight's game, but there's been no announcement of a trade yet. He tweeted his fans earlier today, it's a tough situation, but that's what we signed up for. What do you think? It looks like he's on the way out.
Yeah, Dustin Pedroia is on the record as saying, we're family. We're not just teammates, so I guess it's not what he signed up for, but it's going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
the strategy obviously behind trading John Lester would be we're not going to the playoffs this time around. Let's get some value for him and rebuild.
See, this seems counterintuitive to a lot of people. Let's get some value for arguably the best left-hander in baseball.
And pitching is at such a premium at this point. I can certainly understand that, but the theory in baseball is that unless you are demonstrably smarter than the general manager of the team with which you're trading, you have to get value, you need to give value.
Well, so here's a question. I think
Both Magna and I are stunned by this story. I am getting schooled
in this, like, trading and young and old and expensive and not, and when do you give up on the team and when do you not? It's just a little overwhelming.
I'm curious what you make of Dan Shaughnessy's column in the Globe today. Will Red Sox fans be patient if John Lester departs? The idea that highest ticket prices in the game, last place team. I don't know. You could make an argument that things aren't looking so good and that maybe management doesn't quite have this figured out. What do you think?
Have all these fans about whom Dan Shaughnessy is concerned forgotten who won the World Series last year?
Oh, that's right. It was so long ago.
Are you supposed
though?
To do it every year?
I don't understand your point.
Okay, but Bill, this is something Anthony was
educating. Some of them will be patient and some of them won't. It's like every
win
other situation.
All the time, every year. Okay.
Bill, I don't fully understand why all this is happening. Anthony was trying to educate me a little this morning. He didn't get very far because the strategies of baseball elude me. So help me. Do you think the strategy of rebuilding the roster so right now is ultimately a good one?
Well, it's the kind of thing that you can't tell until the last brick has been put in place. If there's great speculation, as we've been discussing, that John Lester will be traded. We don't know who he'll be traded for. We don't know whether there's some 19-year-old in somebody else's organization who can throw 120 miles an hour and who will make everybody forget John Lester 2 years from now. So it's all up for grabs, and that's part of the fun of it. You know, I don't think this is a reason to despair necessarily. It'll be fun to see what happens next.
Okay, gentlemen, now if we may, can we move on to a sport that I actually do understand at least a little bit better? This is a league in which the stakes are only slightly less high. Wiffle ball. Bill, you recently attended the Golden Stick Wiffle Ball All-Star Series in Danvers, and you had a great piece highlighting about the league.
That honor was mine.
So
yes.
Tell us about the Golden Stick.
Well, this is a bunch of guys who put together a league some years ago in a backyard in Danvers, and they were doing it just for fun, and now they have great aspirations. They wish to be professional, so we'll see.
Not necessarily full-time professional, though, right?
No. The idea is they would have a sort of a traveling road show. The fellow I talked to compared it to the Pro Volleyball League, where they go from town to town, set up, play volleyball, collect the money and move on to the next town. And they're hoping to have something like that operate in Wiffle Ball.
Now, you talked to the president of the Golden Stick Wiffle Ball League, Lou Levesque, and he was educating you about the distinctions between their league and other versions of baseball and Wiffle Ball.
And he actually has to run the bases when he hits a home run?
When you hit a home run, you trot. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
We used to have a rule that if you were ahead by five, you couldn't because it was showboating. And then we agreed that we like showboating. So now it's limitless running. Yep.
Do you approve of limitless running a showboating?
It's not for me to approve or disapprove. These guys are having a great time. And the guy who hit the home run that I actually recorded in that story is a guy named Food Man. And Diorio was his last name. His nickname was Food Man. I said, why are you called Food Man? And he said, well, you can see I'm very fond of food. And I said, no, we're on the radio. Nobody can see anything. And then he had to explain. We had a great time.
Bill, let's move on to a big story about the NFL this week, about its response to domestic abuse committed by one of their players. Back in February, Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice was caught on a surveillance camera dragging his fiancée, now his wife, out of an elevator in an Atlantic City casino. Police say that he had beaten her unconscious. The NFL's response, a 2-game suspension and a fine equal to 3 games' pay. So here's the NFL Senior Vice President of Labor Policy, Adolfo Birch, defending the length of Rice's suspension on ESPN earlier this week.
The discipline that was taken by the NFL is the only discipline that occurred with respect to Mr. Rice in this case. And so we believe that the discipline that we issued is appropriate. I mean, it is, you know, multiple games, hundreds of thousands of dollars. I think that it's fair to say that that doesn't reflect that you condone the behavior.
But, Bill, some have pointed out 14 players have been suspended for substance abuse. They've all received at least a 4-game suspension. Here we have someone getting just 2 games for domestic abuse. What do you think about this?
I think it's disgraceful. Although there was a fine of roughly $400,000, a little over $400,000, Rice is under contract for $40 million. Mm. So it's not going to change his lifestyle very much, I wouldn't think.
Complicated story. We're going to be hearing from Rice himself when he makes his first press appearance on the issue tomorrow. Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear it right here every Saturday, 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Anthony.
Well, coming up, we've all heard about a carbon tax, but what about a carbon dividend? It's an interesting idea, and we'll take a look at it. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.